The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me for a three charts is the Duchess of the Chart, Nick LeDuc. You're right, Nick.
Hello, yes.
Okay, let's crack on then with the charts.
We're not going to talk about Bitcoin.
No, Bitcoin or religion or anything of that. Let's just stick to the charts, yeah? We get in trouble, because there's so many opinions out there. As there is with investing, actually. You know, you get people arguing about stocks. And I often think about this. I see people arguing on Twitter about whether stock's rubbish or good. And I think, well, listen, if you're not in it, don't talk a stock down, because the person who's in it will find out if it's not going to work out, because they'll lose money. And I think the stock market in investing is the ultimate leveler, you know, on your judgment. It judges you by the performance of the stock price, and that's what happens, you know. You'll soon find out whether your investment's any good or not, you know, over weeks and months when you start losing or gaining money. And so don't mind knocking a share. And people have to find out for themselves, you know. A lot of the times they have to find out for themselves. You can't tell them something. Invest in the company, they've in, you know, their emotions in it, and so they blink it to a certain extent. So let the share price speak, don't let others speak. But that's what makes it interesting, people arguing, I suppose. Anyway, three stocks we've had requests for. Motive Bio is the first one, MTFB. They've just gone through clinical phase 3 Revive 1, and they've got two parts of their phase 3 trials. So the first one's been done, the second one is going through now. The first one was successful, second one is exactly the same, apart from different patients, different geographical areas. So it should replicate the first one, really. And if it comes true, success of this, it could be a blockbuster drug they have in their hands. But there's a bit of worry, I think, around funding. That's why the share price has come off a bit. So what do you think of the chart, Nick? MTFB.
Yeah, I really like MTFB. I really think MTFB has bottomed, made a really nice bullish move, you know, in March. And I think we're back correcting it. And now we need to see it move higher again. So what do we need to see? First of all, we need to see a close above the 200-day moving average, which is just above us at 34.25. And then we need to see a close above 36.50. And then I think we can confidently say that the next move higher is underway for Motive Bio, and we should get to at least 55, but I think, you know, new highs, really.
Okay,
long
cool.
term, this stock looks really good because it's made an ABC correction from those highs in 2015. We should see new highs. It's just, you know.
Yeah, and if it dips below what level, what, 30 pence, you think it could go lower again now?
You know, I wouldn't really, you know, I would say it hasn't bottomed. If we dip back below 27 here, step aside, you know, because it hasn't bottomed. So, you know, we're only at 32. That's pretty nice risk reward.
Okay, lovely stuff. Next one is Starcom, and the ticker there is STAR. They do sort of tracking devices and all that sort of high-tech tracking devices, and they're small cap. There's quite a few followers of this company who like it a lot. So what do you reckon, STAR, on the chart?
Starcom. So if you go back to the end of, like, so if you go back to the autumn of 2015, there's this pivot level in Starcom at 2.25, and so that was the support, you know, at the end of 2015, and then support all the way through 2016. That was the low in October, and that's the high. And look what we've done. We've made an inverted head and shoulders pattern since the end of February, and the neckline is 2.25. so if we can close above 2.25, then we have bottomed. And we should, the projection for the head and shoulders takes us above the 200-day moving average. In fact, it takes us back to 3. And then we have made a higher low, and we should continue higher. You know, big picture, this stock should be going to 6.6.
Wow, a heck of a target.
But take it in stages.
Yeah,
we're not going anywhere unless we can close above 2.25. That's the first objective.
Yeah.
And then we need to see us close above the 200-day moving average. And as long as we stay below 2.25, we haven't bottomed.
Yeah, okay. I like
but
that
you know, the 20 and the 50 moving average have crossed. It's bullish, you know. We've seen, had, you know, 4 or 5 days of good support. You know, it looks set to go.
Okay, I liked when you said, if we go back to the autumn of 2015, it's almost like a romantic stroll through memory lane there with me and you just hand in hand going through... okay, the autumn of 2015. It's a new one for Brian Adams there. Okay, last one is Savannah Resources, SAV. and not to be confused with Savannah Petroleum, which is SAVP. This is SAV, and it's had a nice run of late. They announced acquisition of a lithium asset, I think, today on RNS, and it rose off the back of that straight away. Then it's dropped back a bit today, but what do you reckon of SAV?
Savannah, I really, you know, this is like one of my long-term favorite picks, this chart. Mm-hmm. On a daily and a weekly, you can see back from, you know, April 2014, we are making an inverted head and shoulders bottom, which projects if we break the neckline, and the neckline is at 7, if we break the neckline, we're going to go to 12.35. Mm-hmm. So, if we measure the left shoulder and we make an equal right shoulder, that says that we should be looking for this stock to break out sometime in July. And so I think for the next month that we should see support, consolidate sideways. There's really good support, there's really good pivot level at 4.67 in this stock. We're wrong on this if we go below 3.5.
Okay,
But this one looks really good. You know, it's holding support of the 20-day moving average. Like, I do really like this. I like this on a big picture, and I like this short term as well. It looks really good.
Lovely. Well, Nick, if you send me the charts there, they'll be on the company pages at Vox Markets and also at the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.